1946.
Light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the Derrick... Sheriff Lawton and his two deputies sat in the office at White Rapids.
Tex and I are leaving in a few minutes, Joe. You'll have to take charge of the office till we get back.
All right, Sheriff. I'll do my best to handle things. You're going to pick up Big Yuma and Muldoon, aren't you?
Yeah, the marshal finally nailed those two crooks. We'll put them on trial here.
You better be mighty careful. Yuma's about as tough as they come, and Muldoon's almost as bad.
Tex and I can be pretty tough. Can we, Tex?
We'll manage those poor cats.
Oh, one thing you ought to know, Joe, we're not coming straight back here. We'll cut over to Littlefield before we return.
Littlefield?
Yeah, the stage will have some gold on board when it stops there. Gold has to be brought here to the bank. We'll pick it up and save making an extra trip.
I see.
We might have to wait a day or so for the stage, so don't be worried if we're not back as soon as you expect.
All right, Sheriff. Good luck to you and Tex.
Thanks.
I'll go saddle your horse while you get your gun belt on.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that.
Sheriff, it's a dangerous trail from where we pick up Yuma and Muldoon in Littlefield.
Well, what about it, Tex?
A lot of places where Yuma's pals might wait in ambush to shoot us.
Yeah, they'll wait a long time. I'm taking extra big canteens along. We'll cut straight across the desert with our prisoners.
Sheriff Lawton and his deputy picked up their prisoners and started across the desert without incident. They camped for the night, taking turns at guarding Big Yuma and Muldoon. At daybreak, while the lawman saddled the horses, Yuma renewed his night-long efforts to loosen the ropes that bound his hands.
Hey, Muldoon, I think I'm getting it.
The ropes?
Yeah. They've been sewn on a hunk of stone for the past 2 hours. I think the strands are beginning to snap.
You have to hurry. This is our last chance.
If I can just get free before those two get the horses settled.
Careful. Oh, Sheriff, just look this way.
Yeah, I'm watching them.
Got their own horses saddled. They're working on ours.
They can see them.
How are you coming?
I think another strand just gave.
Maybe you can snap the rest if you pull hard.
I'm going to try. Doggone ropes are strong.
Wish there was some way I could help. What's that?
I got it. My hands are free.
Hurry up, Yuma. Get me free.
Turn this way a little. The confound hands are numb. I'm all thumbs.
You got a match where he can reach it. Burn the rope. I'd sooner have my wrist blistered than spend the rest of my life in the calaboose.
Just sit still. I can work them nuts. Let me know if those critters look this way.
Yeah, I will.
I'm getting them.
I don't mind being burned.
Shut up and sit still.
They're cinching up. Almost ready.
So are we. Your hands are free.
Yeah, great.
Keep them back, Muldoon. Make it look like they're still tied. Don't make a move till I get a chance to grab the sheriff's gun.
He's coming this way.
I'm ready for him.
I'll fill the canteens, Tex. We'll be on our way. All right, Jay. Well, Ewer, how'd you enjoy your last night outside of jail?
What's it to you, Lutton?
Sorry I had to keep you too tied, but I'm taking no chances. Get on your feet. I'll check the ropes before we start out.
You'll have to help me up, Sheriff. I'm cramped from having my hands behind my back all night.
Want me on my feet, you'll have to help me, too.
All right. Up you come. Guys, the sun will soon take the stiffness out.
Thanks. Now, hold it.
What?
Move fast enough, blast you with your own gun. Grab that other gun, Muldoon.
I got it.
Hey, what's this?
You freeze. You're covered.
Who are you doing?
Hold it. That's a warning. Get your hands up and walk this way slow.
Outsmarted you, didn't we?
Don't make a mistake, Yuma. As it stands now, the law's got no hanging charge against you two. Kill us and you'll hang as sure as you're born.
Save it. Grab the deputy's hardware, Muldoon.
Keep your hands right where they are, Tex. I just take the stinger out of your gun belt.
I guess you two will behave.
Can't get away with it, Yuma.
No, we'll see.
We got to drill him, haven't we, Yuma?
And leave ourselves open to hanging? Not on your life.
We can't leave him alive to tell about this.
They won't tell about it. We just leave him here without horses or canteens to carry water. That's all we got to do.
Aye, savvy.
We'll let thirst and hunger and the sun take care of him.
What if someone comes this way and finds him?
There ain't a chance in a thousand. No one ever crosses the desert.
Why don't you drill us and be done with it, you skunks?
That would be murder, Sheriff. We wouldn't want you critters to have bullet holes in your hides when you're found. If you ever are.
I'll get the horses, you.
Just a minute, Muldoon. Look, kid. Take the badge off that deputy and pin it on your shirt. I'll just help myself to the sheriff's badge. I got a good idea.
What is it?
Do what I tell you. I'll have that badge, Sheriff.
And your badge, Tex.
I'll give you my badge.
That got him, the crazy fool.
Sheriff, if you want a gun barrel on the head, just make a play like your deputy tried. See how bad he's hurt, Muldoon.
I don't think he's hurt much.
Clean out his pockets. Take any papers he's carrying while I do the same to this galoot.
You two think you can pose as a couple of lawmen?
That's just what we aim to do, Sheriff. You and Tex talked about some gold you were to pick up over in Littlefield. We'll take care of that, Jim.
You can't get away with it.
Oh, yes, we can. You see, I remember you telling Tex how you needed credentials to identify yourselves because you weren't known in Littlefield. I reckon these credentials will take care of things. How about that critter, Muldoon?
He'll come around in a few minutes. Just knocked out, that's all.
Make sure the canteens are full up. Then we'll shove on.
When the outlaws reached the edge of the desert, they hid their saddles and turned their own horses loose. Then they continued toward the town of Littlefield on the horses belonging to Sheriff Lawton and his deputy. Presently, Muldoon signaled a halt.
Oh, there.
What's the matter? What'd you see, Muldoon?
Look over there. See them two riders?
What about them? They're coming this way.
Look close.
Hey, one of them's masked.
Yeah, and the other's a redskin.
What do you make of that?
In our day, Yuma, we wore masks from time to time.
Outlaws, huh?
I wonder if the masked hombre is someone we know.
Hey, Muldoon. I almost forgot. We're lawmen now. These badges prove it, ain't that so?
Yeah, that's so.
Maybe those two have some cash we could use, huh?
Should we wait here or go forward to meet them?
Wait right here and get your gun ready for action. Remember, you're to call me Sheriff Lawton.
I'll remember that, Yuma.
Don't make no slips. Hold on there. Raise up. Hold on.
He got the drop on you.
Look, if you can, you're covered.
All right, we're covered. What about it?
I'm the sheriff. You see him?
Mm-hmm. What about it?
You're under arrest.
What we do wrong?
We'll ask the questions, Redskin.
Why, you're poaching, Sheriff.
I'm what?
This is Littlefield County. Ben Lathrop is the sheriff. You're not Ben Lathrop.
Don't you tell me the law.
Where are you from?
I'm from White Rapids in Bates County. If you're going to argue county lines, we'll march over the boundary and then make the arrest.
That would be interesting. I'm sorry I won't be around to see it.
By thunder, he's a flip critter.
You're under arrest. Now hand over the guns.
What's the charge?
Possession of stolen cash. That'll do as well as anything.
We'll take whatever you've got.
Toto, I thought we met all kinds of lawmen, but I was mistaken.
Ah, this new brand.
See here, you going to hand out your guns?
Do you really want me to draw my guns?
It's an order. You draw them slow and drop them to the ground. That goes for you too, Injun.
I wonder if you know what you're asking for.
By Juniper, he can't talk that way to us.
Let me show you. Hey,
oh!
I never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Yuma, what happened?
Let me get up and see if I got any broken bones. Hey, that redskin knock you off your saddle?
Yeah. All of a sudden, I saw guns barking in the hands of that masked man. And the next I knew, the redskin was crowding all over me, throwing me to the ground.
That's what the masked man did to me.
There they go, the two of them, riding off to the south.
I see them.
Now what do we do? You going to go after him?
No.
That suits me.
I don't want any more to do with them two.
What are the plans?
It's what they were before we met the mask, hombre. We'll find a place to camp for the night. Then we'll go on to Littlefield and see about that gold.
Tomorrow morning, huh?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
After racing away from Yuma and Muldoon, the Lone Ranger and Tonto settled their horses in a steady ground-covering lope that they maintained until they reached the town of White Rapids. They made camp at the edge of town, and there the masked man waited while Tonto made inquiries. Darkness had gathered by the time the Indian returned to camp.
Did you learn anything about the sheriff and his deputy, Tonto?
Me learn plenty. Then leave town several days ago. Go to junction where two outlaw held by fella will capture him. Go to get big fella named Yuma. Smaller fella named Muldoon.
Yuma and Muldoon. I've seen handbills for those two.
Me ask what sheriff looked like.
Did the description fit the man who stopped us?
No. It's Yuma and Muldoon who stopped us.
And those two overpowered the sheriff and the deputy and got their badges. I thought they acted strangely for lawmen.
That's right.
Yuma and Muldoon are heading toward Littlefield. Maybe we can find them and make them tell what they did with Sheriff Lawton and his deputy.
Wait. Me got more information.
More? What is it, Tonto? Tell me while I saddle up.
Me help.
Steady, boy.
Sheriff Lawton supposed to go to Littlefield on way to White Rapids.
With his prisoners? Why? Steady there, Silver.
Gold for White Rapids Bank. Expected on stagecoach. A sheriff supposed to get gold from stage and fetch it from Littlefield to White Rapids.
I see. I wonder if Yuma knew that. How did you learn so much, Tonto?
Me keep plenty quiet and keep ears open.
I see. There we are, Silver. Ready to travel, Tonto?
Me ready.
Hope we can reach Littlefield on time. Steady, big fella.
You ride all night, huh?
Yes. Come on, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Come up, Scout.
Let's break from the Lone Ranger.
Now to continue our story. Clay Martin was in charge of the Littlefield station of the stagecoach line. He felt good as he made his way from the cafe where he'd eaten a hearty noonday meal to the office.
I don't know why I bothered to lock the door. Windows always open if anyone wanted to get in.
You have company.
Great day.
Yes, I'm masked. Well, it'll worry you.
Now see here.
Are you Clay Martin?
Yeah.
Then you're the man I want to talk to.
Yes. Is this a robbery?
Quite the contrary. I hope to prevent a robbery.
Well, there's nothing in this office that's worth stealing. Nothing but the desk and some chairs.
When is the next stage due to arrive?
Well...
Now, don't stall. Answer me. You can easily find out by looking at the schedule in your desk.
Yeah. Well, I might as well tell you. It's due in about an hour.
There'll be gold on it, won't there?
Look, mister...
Martin, I think two men are going to try to steal that gold. Two men who will pose as Sheriff Lawton and his deputy from White Rapids.
Well, they can't get away with it. The sheriff and Tex are already in town. I just left them over in the cafe.
You did?
Sure thing.
Sheriff Lawton is a clean-shaven man with hair that's getting gray. Is that the man you saw?
What are you trying to tell me? Lawton's got black hair and a long black mustache.
You didn't talk to Sheriff.
He had a badge and credentials.
You talked to an outlaw named Yuma and his pal, Muldoon.
That's what you say. All I got is your word against the badges and credentials.
Martin, those crooks were prisoners of Lawton and his deputy. They overpowered the lawman to get those badges. It's true.
I'm stealing it, wouldn't you?
I'm not after the gold. Surround it with armed guards if you want to, but don't let it out of your sight.
I got orders to turn it over to Sheriff Lawton when he shows the right credentials.
I don't care what your orders are.
He showed me the credentials.
I told you how he got them.
But I...
Listen to me, Martin. You're going to do as I say. You're going to be tied and gagged and stowed in the back room while a substitute station master takes your place.
A substitute?
Are you going to stop being bullheaded and listen? Or force me to act in your place?
Now
I have a plan. If you'll listen to it, nothing will be lost and a lot may be gained. If Sheriff Lawton, the real Sheriff Lawton, isn't already dead, his life may depend on us.
Well, I...
Now, what's your decision?
Those guns make a pretty strong argument.
Then listen to my plan.
Muldoon, still wearing the stolen lawman's badges, sat on the porch in front of a cafe while they awaited the stagecoach.
Let's walk across the street and wait for the stage with the station agent.
Yeah, might as well.
Hope that gold is aboard like it's supposed to be.
Well, I wouldn't be aboard.
Well, I don't know. Things are going awful easy so far.
Easy, my eye. We didn't have no easy time for that masked man last night. Well,
that was a different situation. Hi there, Martin.
Hello! Here comes the stage!
Well, there she comes.
Just about on time. Hey, Sheriff, better get up here on the platform with me. The driver might run you down.
Look at the cloud of dust.
Hey, Sheriff, I'm talking to you.
Huh? Oh, you mean me?
Sure he means you. You're Sheriff, ain't you? Step up on the platform.
Oh, yeah, sure thing.
Whitey, have a good trip.
Yeah, good enough. Howdy, Clay.
Hello, Whitey. You got a shipment from Painesville, haven't you?
Sure have. It's a little heavy for one man. You better give me a hand with it.
Here, grab a hold. I got a hold. Now, lift it down.
Want me to lend a hand?
Oh, we got it all right. Just stand back so we don't drop it on your toes.
Easy enough. Yeah, I'll get you that sack of mail. There you are. That's all. Got any passengers?
No.
Then we'll shove on.
Gotta
make
up a little time.
So long, Whitey.
So long. Get up. Well, this looks like the stuff me and my deputy was to pick up.
Just bring her inside my office, will you, gents?
In your office, but
I've got papers and things to handle before I release
them. Oh, I shall be. Sure thing. Grab on, Mark. Deputy.
I got it. Now, right in here. Put it down there, right next to my desk.
Wonder how such a small box would weigh so much, wouldn't you?
Well, gold's are plenty heavy.
Well, Martin, is there anything else before we load our horses and set out for home?
I gotta have the paper from the bank.
The paper from the bank?
For sure.
Weren't you told to hand the shipment over to me and my deputy?
Yes, I got all my orders, but you're supposed to hand me a letter. Don't tell me you haven't got it.
Well, I see.
You got all the documents there, Sheriff. It must be among them.
I don't seem to have a letter to Martin.
Don't you remember the bank had given it to you?
I can't remember it in particular. He gives me all manner of things, foreclosures and the like.
Well, he was going to suggest that you keep it in your boot so as to be sure not to lose it.
Oh. Doggone.
What's the matter?
I remember it. Here, deputy, pull off my boot. Grab a hold there.
All right. Hold steady.
Go on, pull higher. You should have mentioned the boot in the first place, Martin.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming. There. Now, head of here. I'll get Martin's letter for him.
Sorry to be so insistent, Sheriff, but I gotta follow orders.
Sure thing. I know that kid. Hey, it's gone.
Gone? The banker's letter?
Yeah. Now, ain't that a fine thing? I know where I lost it. Hey, Deputy, we'll have to get back along our trail. Let me get my boot on. Remember that place where we camped? I must have dropped the paper out of my boot when I took it off.
Yeah. I guess that's what must have happened.
Well, we'll have to get back and look for it. Unless the station master will take our word that we had it.
I'm downright sorry, Sheriff. If it was just me, I'd likely take your word. But, you see, there's others concerned.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, we got no choice. Just have to do it.
I'll lock the case of gold up in the safe until you get back.
You got a good strong box here?
It's a plenty strong.
Well, we'll shove on. Chances are it'll take us till some time tomorrow to get back here.
That's all right, Sheriff. No hurry. The gold will be here waiting for you.
Come along, Deputy.
I'm with you.
We'll see you as soon as we can make it.
I'll be here.
You doggone fool. Huh? It's a wonder to me the agent didn't get suspicious.
What can I do?
You didn't need to act so flustered about that letter.
Well, I never expected him to come up with something like that. It was a letter. Why wasn't it in with the papers we took off Sheriff Lawton?
You heard why it wasn't. Lawton's got it in his boot.
Yeah, fine thing.
What are we going to do? Go back and try to find the letter?
What else is there to do?
I hope we can find the sheriff and his deputy.
We'll find him, all right. He won't be far from the water hole where we left him. Mount up. We'll get started.
Get up there.
Get along.
Thank you. come out of the back room now. They've ridden away.
Now, what have you to say, Martin?
Did you hear what went on?
Yes.
Well, I guess you proved your point. If that man had really been Sheriff Lawton, he'd have called me all kinds of a liar when I told him about a letter from the banker.
But he didn't call you a liar.
No.
You'd better lock that gold up until the real sheriff comes after it. Oh, adios, Martin.
Hey, hold on. Where are you going?
Out the back door.
But I tell... Whoever he is, he knows what he's talking about.
Knowing that it would be hopeless to try to cross the desert without horses, the sheriff and Tex had stayed close to the waterhole in the slim hope that someone might find them.
Well, at least it cools off after dark, Sheriff. I suppose we should be grateful for that.
Tex, we're not going to give up hope.
Oh, Sheriff, we haven't...
We can live for some time on water.
Not if the sun boils down like it did since we left here. Besides, what if we do live for some time? Live for a month, never be found.
If we just had canteens, those we could carry some water with us, I'd be willing to make a try for civilization.
Yeah, we got no canteens, so you can forget that idea.
Riles me to think of how those crooks got the upper hand.
Hey, Sheriff, hold on. I hear hoofbeats.
Yeah, so do I.
Coming this way.
And fast. Sounds like a couple of horses.
What do you make of it, Sheriff?
Don't know. I wish there was a moon so that we could see better.
Oh, I can see him now, right over yonder. Two of them.
That's right. Making a beeline right for us.
Maybe the... Sheriff, needn't count on no help but coming back to finish us off.
I wondered if one of them was human. Looks like him.
It is. I'd recognize those shoulders anywhere.
Yeah, and the other one is Muldoon. Oh,
there they are. Right where we left them.
Good. How do you like living on water, Sheriff?
You didn't come back to ask us that, did you?
We came for a certain letter you have out on us.
Huh?
Might as well hand it over, Sheriff. You ain't in condition to put up much of an argument.
What letter are you talking about?
The one you got from the banker.
Why, I don't savvy.
You needn't put on an act. You had it in your boot.
My boots are right there. You can look for yourself.
I look.
You destroyed that letter so as we couldn't pick up that
gold. We didn't
gold.
Destroy anything.
There's nothing here, Yuma.
I'll go through your pockets again. Muldoon, you go with the deputy.
Right.
Why, you loco. We got nothing. You cleaned us out.
Throw it away, huh? All right, Lawton. Talk him.
Listen, you big ape. I got nothing like a letter. I don't know what you're talking about.
What did you do with it?
I...
Don't lie.
I can't...
Tell me.
I can't tell what I don't know.
Maybe you'll loosen your tongue if I got in a little gun practice on your ears. Just a little nick here.
Why, you...
You
just...
shut up!
Maybe your turn will come next.
But it, Sheriff Lawton. You ready to talk? Then cocking my six gun?
You'll just have to go ahead and shoot.
You'll change your tune.
Out my arm.
Hey, look.
Get him up. I'll show
you. Oh, he picked him.
Got that one?
He got him.
Hey.
That's for you.
What's the badge, man?
Get over there.
Now, wait, listen, mister.
Call yourself a sheriff, huh?
This badge.
I know all about that badge. Take his gun, Lawton. He's got it right near you.
You know I'm the sheriff?
Just as well as I know that Yuma and Muldoon were your prisoners.
Do you hear that, Sheriff?
We had to persuade the station agent to demand a special letter before he handed the gold over to them. They came here to get the letter.
But there isn't any letter. They got everything I had.
They didn't know where they'd left you. We had to send them looking for the letter so we could follow them to you for your corpse.
Me got food and saddlebags. Maybe you want, huh?
Oh, bring it out. I could eat a horse.
We'll rope your prisoners first.
Muldoon still asleep?
Rope him anyway. We'll take no chances.
Hey, you doggone, you're hired to send us on a wild goose chase.
It may have been a wild goose chase for you, but not for us.
Mister, maybe that mask means that some lawmen are hunting you, but here's one that owes his life to you. If there's ever anything I can do...
There is.
Name it. Anything is all.
Throw those crooks in jail and keep them there. Steady, Silver. Easy. Come
on, Silver.
Get him up.
Come on, Silver.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.